Here we are live at the NFL Combine in Indianapolis. I'm Larry Mayer, joined by ESPN's Adam Schefter. First of all, Adam, thanks for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Larry. My pleasure.
A lot of issues with the Bears going into the offseason. One of the big situations is the quarterback and how they're going to resolve it. What are some situations, what are some possibilities or some options that you think that might happen?
Listen, I think they're going through all the scenarios just the way you are, just the way I am. You take a look at all the free agent quarterbacks who are out there. There are not many of them. You got Mike Glennon. You got Colin Kaepernick. Maybe RG3 is released in Cleveland. They don't pick up the option bonus payment. Brian Hoyer is out there. You know what that's like in the past. You want to go trade for a guy. Maybe you go trade for Kirk Cousins, try to pull that off. AJ McCarron. There's a lot of different quarterbacks. There are more teams that need quarterbacks than there are quality quarterbacks, which leaves the Bears and other teams at a major disadvantage. To me, it's the most important position in all of sports. And it's not just solving the issue and problem for this year, but solving it for years to come. Because if you don't fix that position, they really don't have great chances of succeeding.
I know you've reported about Jimmy Garoppolo and how the Patriots probably won't trade him.
They will not trade him. That's not going to happen.
Okay, that's interesting. Do you think that even if they're blown away by an offer, they might reconsider that?
Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be on their roster this summer.
That's very interesting. Now, we're at the Combine here. What are just some overall impressions of the type of class that we have going in here and strengths, weaknesses, and what you've heard?
I think people say that this is a very deep running back class. It's a very deep tight end class, a lot of good defensive players, deep overall draft. I think if you're looking for your franchise quarterback, the scouts believe, and we'll see if they're right, that there's not a surefire, can't-miss quarterback prospect right now, which is bad news for the Bears picking at three. But if there was such a surefire, can't-miss prospect, he would be going number one to the Cleveland Browns or number two to the 49ers anyway. So I guess it's something of a moot point.
Finally, I just want to ask you about Alshon Jeffery. The Bears did not put a franchise tag on him like they did last year. It would have cost them $17.5 million. Is he going to be the guy that gets a lot of money? How is he viewed nationally in terms of the type of player he is?
He's going to be the best free agent wide receiver in this class, and he's going to be a part of a free agent class where there are a lot of teams that have a lot of money and a lot of needs, and there are not a lot of great free agents out there to go spend it on. So whatever number you thought Alshon Jeffery was going to get is going to be higher just because of supply and demand, and he's a good player. So to me, Alshon Jeffery's number comes in at the end. If I had a guess today, and we'll see whether or not it's going to be right, and you can play this back next week and make me look like a complete fool or rather wise, $14 to $15 million a year, which a lot of people in Chicago would say, how do you pay Alshon Jeffery $14 to $15 million a year? Well, you're paying $14 to $15 million a year when you need a receiver, when you got a lot of cap room, when you don't know who else to spend the money on, and he's the best option available.
Great stuff, Adam. Really enjoy your work. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for watching ChicagoBears.com.